Vista Network News 4.5 minute version for Monday, September 20th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. A Christian agency responding to the hurricanes in the U.S. is stretched thin. Christians are reaching out to the growing Muslim population in India, and a global Bible study program expands. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, first it was Tropical Storm Bonnie. Then it was Hurricanes Charley, Francis, and Ivan. It's been a disastrous season for the southern U.S. Salvation Army spokesman Major George Hood says the unprecedented hurricanes have severely stretched their resources and staff to nearly the breaking point.
We do not historically stockpile funds for these kind of disasters. We just go out in faith and respond with ministry and service. Our expectation is that we are spending in excess of $40 million responding to these various disasters.
The Salvation Army is part of the Christian Emergency Network, which meets physical and spiritual needs after disaster. Hood says as they respond, they need help.
Well, it's very important that the body of Christ pray and pray desperately for these people and pray that resources will be made available for us to respond in the way that we believe we need to respond.
Next, Grace Ministries International reports their radio staff in Puerto Rico ministered when Tropical Storm Jeannie passed through. Without electricity, people were glued to their battery-operated radios. WCGB stayed on the air by using their standby generator, giving information and comfort to thousands on the South Coast. Many callers thanked the station for supplying important information with the assurance of God being in control. Mission Property experienced winds and rain, but damage was minimal. You're listening to Mission Network News. While Hinduism is overwhelmingly the dominant religion, Islam is currently the fastest-growing minority religion in India. Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan says it's growing because of the high birth rate among Muslim families. Mission India's David DeGroat says for women, literacy rates are low and abuse is high, and women are looking for help.
We've seen Muslims filtering into our programs in a number of states, and this was a tremendous statement of many things, including their acceptance of Christianity and their rejection of the old Islamic values that have kept them down for centuries.
DeGroat is excited about this opportunity.
I would call this a new development in the last few years. Reaching Muslims years ago was just an extremely rare thing, and now in India, they're appearing in our programs all across the board. Church planting, Bible content, adult literacy, and large number of Muslim children in CBCs.
Or children's Bible clubs. Funding is needed for more outreach. Meanwhile, Russian Ministries is asking Christians around the world to pray for a son of one of their workers. He's one of the victims of the Beslan Russia school massacre. Pastor Sergei Totiev's only surviving son, Azam, is in Moscow waiting for a visa to travel to the United States for medical treatment. Sergei and his brother Temuraz lost 6 of their 8 children in the siege. Beslan is still struggling with grief, but the Totiev families are a shining light of the gospel and are ministering to those also suffering incredible loss. And Bible Pathway Ministries is celebrating outreach in 56 countries. It's a mark of cooperation and partnership in outreach, so says Bible Pathway's Ken Sharp. Many times, as a result of a radio program or a specific campaign, mission groups get inundated with requests for the Bible Pathway study program.
They oftentimes will send them on to us, and then we're able to fill those requests for Bibles, Bible teaching materials, both for individuals as well as for pastors, missionaries, churches in a lot of these countries.
Sharp says because they help ministries with free materials for global distribution, they need funding in prayer.
Well, we can always use more and more Bibles. We're never able to fill all the requests for Bibles and Bible pathways that we receive, partly because we just don't have the resources to purchase them and to get them as fast as we send them out.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book is a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.